The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's gospel reading from John is again part of the Nicodemus speech. And, you know, when we read this passage, it is one of the most frequently misunderstood passages in the whole New Testament, because of that little phrase toward the end of the passage that says, whoever does not believe is already condemned, dot, dot, dot. And of course, there's another passage in John, the Gospel of John, that looks just like that passage. And so it seems like just not believing in Christ would lead to condemnation. Now, you got to really understand both, Semitic languages and Greek in order to understand what is intended in this passage. Because, of course, the intention does not mean, when we say does not believe in English, right? So we actually mean, well, you don't believe in Jesus. And that means for any reason. But that's not the interpretation of that word or the grammar behind that phrase when you look at the actual Greek. And the reason is, well, first of all, there are two other passages in the Gospel of John that actually define what that phrase means. It means refuse to believe. So knowingly refuse to believe. And of course, if you look at those other two passages in the Gospel of John, it's clear that no one's going to be condemned because of an accident of birth. In other words, a person maybe born in India, I don't know, and never really heard of Christ, or if they did hear of Jesus, you know, they never even gave it a second thought, because in that culture, right, you're not going to give it a second thought, you're not going to hear a second thought, you know, about it. And the same thing with people who lived before Jesus, right? Just because they didn't know about him, they didn't believe in him, there's not going to be any such thing as a condemnation because of ignorance, a condemnation because of an accident of birth, or unbelief that's attributable to ignorance, or unbelief that's attributable to an ignorance that comes either out of, you know, a cultural thing or just an individual incapacity to understand, etc. So that's not what that passage means. And it has always, you know, been sometimes fortified to sort of say, well, there you go. If you're not a Christian, you're sunk. Now, of course, the Second Vatican Council very clearly teaches in both the Dogmatic Constitution of the Church, Lumen Gentium, and the Pastoral Constitution of the Church, Gaudium et Spes, that anyone who tries to pursue God as they know him, according to the dictates of their conscience, is also eligible to be saved through Jesus Christ's passion, death, and resurrection, the unconditional love that saved the world. So, of course, how then should we interpret this passage? What is the proper way to do it in light, not just of the church teaching, but of course the teaching that is in the whole Gospel of John, not just separating one passage and trying to interpret the grammar of that statement from within an English speaking frame of mind. That the way to interpret it is this, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. So how did God love the world? Unconditionally. It's the only way you can explain why he would send his only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn the world. That's not his intention, but rather to save the world, right? To save anyone who would put their faith in the name of Jesus. Now, how do we interpret the second part of the passage? Anyone who refuses, anyone who knowingly refuses to believe in Jesus, right, to believe in the light that's come into the world. Now, what does it take to knowingly refuse to believe in Jesus the light? To say, this teaching on love, I understand that's what Jesus teaches. I just refuse to believe it. I don't like it. Anyone who says, I know what he's teaching, you know, about forgiveness, but I just won't accept it. I don't believe it. I know what he's teaching about, you know, having compassion, but I just refuse to believe it. I know what he's teaching about the commandments. I just refuse to believe it. I refuse to believe in him, and I refuse to believe in his teaching. That's a problem. Because then the minute you reject that teaching, what you do is you set yourself on the course to darkness. And as John is saying in this gospel reading, when you do that, when you set yourself knowingly and culpably, that means freely, on this course, right, toward the darkness itself, then, of course, you put yourself right on the course to the father of darkness, which is Satan himself. And, of course, isolate yourself from the real protector that you have against Satan, namely Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and his Father. And that is the problematic position where, of course, condemnation occurs, not because God is sending somebody to hell. Condemnation occurs because, ironically, we're choosing it by refusing to believe in the teaching of the one with the saving doctrine, by rejecting, knowingly rejecting the person who can actually protect us from Satan and save us. We, in a sense, as John makes clear, choose our own condemnation when we do it. It's not an act of God. God didn't send Jesus in the world to condemn anybody, but to save everybody. And so, of course, reading it in that way, this is absolutely good news, with the caveat that we really knowingly try to follow that teaching, and we really knowingly throw ourselves upon the mercy of God when we fail. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.